everybody, you gotta get in right now. You gotta get it in your head, online.com. It's the Jim Mint 10 of websites, baby. You don't wanna miss it. We've only got a few left. Pick up the phones right now and dial.
All right, we're back. Welcome to In Your Head Wrestling Radio. And we're joined by the DNA of TNA, the Blueprint, Matt Morgan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
And let everybody know that the TNA Impact 2009 trading cards, they're out. They're out by TriStar. Have you got a chance to see them?
Yeah, I'm looking at a few right now. I'm looking at my own, actually, right now.
What is that like? Because I've heard, you know, you've like a lifetime baseball card collector. To see yourself on a trading card.
It's awesome. It's like one of those moments that you know, as a kid, you come up with, you know, different dreams and formulations of how you're going to get yourself on a card or things like that. And it's pretty cool to actually get one out there, put of yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, is this the first one or have you been on the previous sets?
I've been on the previous sets as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
Have you like collected stuff over your career?
I'm starting to a little bit more. I did a little bit in WWE here and there, like having, you know, signed programs, and here I'm doing it a lot more, where we're on house or live event shows. You know, I'll have the guys sign, you know, the live events posters that they might have had extras of in the lobby, things like that, and just collect things like that over the years for my, you know, for one day when I have kids. You know, it's something you could show everybody.
Yeah. Do you prefer, like, the cards in, like, an action pose or where the guys are pretty much, like, posing for the picture?
It makes no matter to me, to be honest. It's always I've always liked the guy that I particularly am a fan of. That's, like, you know, baseball, I like Don Mattingly. So if he was just standing there with a bat on his shoulder or if he was swinging a bat, it didn't matter to me. It's just cool to get his card.
Right.
You know what I mean? What was always exciting was the back of the cards and read about the individual player or the wrestler, for that matter.
Yeah, and I was going to bring that up because, you know, in traditional sports, there's a lot of people buying to read the stats in the back. What kind of stats are on the back of a wrestling training card?
Well, like mine, they talk about my DNA being sent to space and how it was set up and who did it. You know, things like that. It talks a little bit more about your in-ring character that people might not have known about. You know, my body fat percent.
Right.
You know, things like that, or who you've had, like, a rivalry with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that you would, expect to see, but then the parts that you wouldn't expect to see, like that. My example of being, you know, the DNA of TNA and having my DNA sent to space.
Yeah.
Like, kind of explain that a little bit more in detail of how that was set up on the card, and I thought that's pretty cool.
Yeah, insert card's really popular, and you talk about being the DNA of TNA. Any chance that maybe in the future we could actually see maybe training cards with actual DNA samples of the DNA of TNA on them?
That's a good idea. You gave me a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest that for a subset next year. That's very good.
Yeah.
So very well done.
Yeah, there'll be some mad scientist somewhere cloning Matt Morgan, some island.
I always said if I saw like some like 5-year-old who was like 6'4" walking around, I knew I was taking advantage of him.
No, my grandfather actually got me into wrestling, and he passed down his baseball card collection to me. Like, how did you get into trading cards?
That's awesome. I bought my first pack in '82. My brother's collected. He's older. But my friends in the neighborhood were a lot older than me, too. So they were all into it. And I was obviously an avid baseball, football, and basketball player growing up as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to find different avenues of getting your favorite players, whether it's an autograph, whether it's a poster. Like, what's the next step? Oh, there's baseball cards of these guys? Cool. You know, and you read the back, you read about the stories about their career, where they started, their batting averages, things like that.
Yeah.
And that's what I was always intrigued with as a very small kid. I'm talking 5, 6, 7 years old. Around that time, 82 through 84, I would say. And then the older I got, the more I understood that they were worth more money. And then my dad started helping me a lot with driving me to these shows, driving me to hotels to go on the baseball card shows, and meeting some of, like, you know, his past idols, too, like, you know, like Herman Killebrew or Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays or Roberto, you know, or not Roberto Clemente, obviously, but different Hall of Famers, you know, and getting their autographs and learning a little piece of baseball history that way through my father and explaining to me how good these players were. And then I'd surprise him by going out and ripping one of my friends off and coming back with a 55 Willie Mays card.
Excellent.
And him going, what in the hell? How'd you get that, you know? He didn't even have that himself, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah. He talked about opening packs. He explained to people, like, how fun it is to open up a pack and, like, pull out, like,
I just did it right now with one of the TriStar TNA Impact cards just now. I just, about an hour ago, opened up a pack, and I swear to you, I pulled out Bobby Lashley and Kurt Angle in the same pack. And, you know what I mean? I remember if I was, like, 8 years old, I would have been doing cartwheels across the room right now.
Oh, yeah.
that I just pulled those two. And, you know, it's a cool feeling. I used to buy, when I got a little bit older, and I ran my own lawn care service to raise money so I can really go out and buy some good cards finally. That's what I used to do, cut lawns on the weekends, so the following weekend I can go to these card shows and actually buy good cards. Instead of, I go out and buy boxes. That's when it was fun, to buy a box of the wax packs and sit there for, I'd end up going through them so damn quick, though, and ripping through these packs so darn quick. Oh. You know what I mean? It'd take me like an hour to go through instead of what it should have taken.
I did the exact same thing. did you ever buy any from Don West? Because actually I bought it was like 500 wax packs.
If I had a credit card, I would have done it in a minute, but there's no way my parents would let me do that. I would try to wake them up. I'd get in trouble, honestly, for having my TV on too loud come like 2 a.m., you know? I'm just supposed to be in bed, and here I am watching Don dropping, you know, 89 Upper Deck, Ken Griffey Jr. is on the ground when he's trying to sell something, screaming and yelling about what a great deal this is. They're not going to be around very long. I've never seen such a great deal. That kind of stuff. I used to love watching that because I'd want to buy everything he was selling.
Definitely.
Everything.
If you go to TNAWrestling.com right now, you can see Don West selling the new TNA baseball cards. You think we'll see a Matt Morgan one in the future?
Hell yeah. Of course you will.
Autographed baseballs.
Absolutely. I think they absolutely will, of course. Just the fact that I'm a collector alone, and Don and me talk, he knows what I know about collecting, and I know the value of it, and he knows that, A, I'd love to do that, but B, the more my character grows and things like that, the more that there'll be settings like that, whether I sign I've already signed tons of basketballs. For some strange reason, fans bring basketballs for me to sign, I guess because I play it, I don't know. Right. But things like that. I think the more more popular character gets, the more opportunities like that come.
Yeah, and now I was just saying quick, everybody could check out all about the TNA cards from TriStar. It's on TNAWrestlingCards.com, and I talked about inserts and stuff, and they have like Sting face paint cards with actual.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, and the autographs, and all the autographs, I guess, are numbered to 60 or less, so they're really limited.
And they also have the, you said the Sting face paint cards. They also have the TNA Knockouts Kiss cards, where these girls actually kiss their card and they glossy it over so the lipstick doesn't smudge, and those collectors out there that want to have Angelina Love's lipstick marks can get it. You know, it's insane when you think of, like, the cutting edge, the edginess, if that's a word, of it all is really what's going to get outside interest brought back into card collecting. And you can also get these at shoptna.com today. And it's also, these cards are out there in hobby stores today as well, the new TriStar TNA Impact cards.
Yeah.
And they'll be put out, to answer your question, they're going to be put out on Walmart and Target and places like that in mid-September-ish.
Mm-hmm. I always like people to support their local hobby shops, and if you buy the hobby box, I believe you get more, you're guaranteed 6 autographs in a box.
You know your stuff. You still collect, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You do know your stuff. I'm looking at one right now.
What would you say is your favorite card in your collection?
Ooh, 56 Clemente.
Excellent.
Or the 69 Mantle, or no? It was a hard work getting all of these, to be honest with you. So there's also the 85 Star Jordan I have. That's also one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That thing was a B to get. That was not easy to get.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a 56 Clemente as well. I believe it's Bob Clemente on the card. Yep.
Attaboy.
I think my best one's probably 58 Mantle.
That's a sweet one. I have his All-Star. Didn't he have an All-Star from that year?
Yeah. Yeah, get those.
I had that. It was obviously no one there as worth as the normal plant.
Yeah.
But I got that too.
Well, again, you check out TNAWrestlingCards.com, and I know Matt Morgan is a busy man, but I want to thank him for thanks for talking with us. Love to have you on sometime in the future.
All right, me too, man. Set it up. Thank you.
This is Bobby Lashley, and you're watching In Your Head. Online.com.